It is misty as fuck this morning. You can barely see 10 foot in front of you. And it's kind of fitting for what I'm going to talk about. And that is, comparison is the thief of joy. I have been getting a whole host of messages saying, why can't you do this like such and such? So and so does this better than you. Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? People want me to change completely into a clone of the posters that they like because I'm quite prolific in the posters they like. Don't post as much. So I get a paragraph of vitriol, and then if you did this like such and such, I would like you. Only in, you know, a tone that's much ruder than that. And I have to admit, this has been getting me down, and I have been comparing myself and finding myself lacking. Like, I am surrounded by mist. And I have no point of reference, so actually, it's nothing like that at all. It's as if I'm trying to copy what I see in front of me, or comparing myself. Again, I'm uncaffeinated, so this is going to be winding. And it's been affecting me. Because there's always going to be someone who does something better than you. And that can be anything. Improv, scripts. We all know lots of people do scripts better than me. Moans, whimpers, coming, cuteness, an English accent. If you compare yourself to everyone else, you'll lose what makes you you. It's weird now that I think about it. If someone has a favorite, then that's great. But they have no right to say to someone else, you need to do this like this. They can make requests. I would actually like to get requests, but it's just, now I was an idiot for listening, for reading, for letting it get to me, but they kind of got me at a dark point. And GWA has, is that a cat? Oh no, that's a rat. Oh my god, no, it's a dog, it's fine. It's a dog. My mistake. where was I? That is some rat-looking dog. Where was I? GWA has a high turnover. And people can burn out pretty quickly. And that can be for a number of reasons. One of the main ones is people expect instant popularity. I'm not sure what constitutes popularity. Upvotes mostly. Comments to a lesser extent. And because turnover is so high, people see their posts go without a bit of notice. No comments, a few upvotes, more downvotes. Especially if you're a guy. And that can cut quite deeply. Especially when you see certain people getting a lot of upvotes. And people give up. People just think there's no point when there is. Now, it's gonna get trafficy here, so I can either, it's really weird looking at all the lights in the fog. Ghost cars. But I'm gonna go with, so if it gets difficult to hear me, I apologize profusely. So posting is not instantaneous. And I think you have to realize that popularity is a truck going by. Popularity is an illusion. People who get a lot of upvotes have been around for a long time or create amazing audios. Does that make them better than you? It doesn't make them better than you. It doesn't make them hotter, sexier, more creative. It just makes them different. I believe that there's a place for anyone and everything on GWA. But if you compare yourself, there's not going to be any fun. People have different motivations. Some people do it for the opportunity to be creative in an erotic, rural type way. I need caffeine quite badly at this point, but let's not get run over. Some people do it to share the truck going past, to share themselves. Some people, like me, get off from other people listening to me. It gives me confidence about my voice. If you compare yourself and give yourself goals, oh, I want to get 30 upvotes like such and such. I want to be a dynamo. You're gonna lose out on so much. On the same point, when you leave feedback or send PMs, don't compare. If someone asks to be compared, then that's fine. But comment on what someone is, what they do, what they produce. And be honest, but positive. I think there is such a thing as constructive feedback, but on GWA, hardly a single fucker knows how to do it. Because people can be... people can be blind to the fact that that voice on that recording is a person with feelings. I think that anyone who records themselves and posts to GWA is amazing. Taking that step can be just terrifying, petrifying in fact. You turn to stone as you post, you just freeze. And I think it's a shame that more people don't comment. This is good though. Is this a bad opinion? Upvotes are easy. And downvotes are easier still, even though the mods have done their best to disable them. I have gotten so far away from my point that I'm just rambling now, but hey, it's important to remember that the person you're listening to is just that, a person. A person who is sharing something with you. And there are things that people need to improve. But I think you need to crouch that in... Oop, sorry, my bag's getting weird. Oh my god, it's almost 9 minutes. Shit! you need to put it in constructive ways. And if someone doesn't ask for feedback, then there's no need for you to say, well, actually, your squeals are deafening. I don't like your accent. I hear you when you fluff up words. You post far too much. Why can't you be like X? That is not helpful. And actually, it's bullshit. No one should be made to feel bad. Full stop. If someone's just recording, putting themselves out there, then they need to be judged on what they produce. And by judged, I mean if you like it, leave the comment, upvote it. If you don't like it, fuck off. That is a seriously nice bike. Sorry. No, I am completely serious here. If you don't like something that someone's recording, if it doesn't turn you on, if it's not your kink, you are under no obligation to listen to it. If someone is into incest and you don't like it, don't listen. Don't downvote. Don't leave a shitty comment. If someone is too extreme for your tastes, and you do so much, oh my god, I don't like it. You know what? You're welcome not to like it. Just move along. There is so much content on GWA that there is something for everyone. But if you let loose with the overwhelming, overriding negativity, then people stop posting. And there's less variety. GWA is not just a place where you go to get your rocks off. It's a place that has a community and where people feel comfortable. If there's something you don't like, or if there's something that you do like, you know, just look for that. Don't try and stop other people posting what they like. I was looking back at some of the posts. I think it was something posted 2 years ago. There was a gentleman, I'm being so polite here, who posted about there being too much masturbation. Too many audios of people getting themselves off, of feeling pleasure so intense that they orgasm from it, showing their moans and their whines and the squeals and the screaming orgasms, their wetness, their stroking. And he complained about that. What happened to all the story-based posts? What happened to all the scripts? And I just... You're complaining about someone sharing their pleasure. Huh. Right. I don't get it. Now, we all know that there are fashions in GWA. Sometimes you look at the top hot. See, I never actually look at that page, so I'm not sure what you call it. We'll call it the hot page. Most popular. And it's all full of something. Well, your first mistake is going to that page. You need to go to the new page. Just rambling now. And, oh, the cars aren't even moving. So where was I? Okay, yeah. First mistake you're making is going to the hot page. Go to the new page. Take a look at what people have just posted. You know, get to the... Don't run me over, mate. Get to the good stuff. When you see something on the hot page, is it called that? That's a lot of base, mate. What you'll find is, if something doesn't have a lot of votes, you might not click on it. But if something does have a lot of votes, you'll think, oh, that must be good, I have to listen to it. By all means, feel free to do that, but I do think that you should look at the new page and see what people are actually posting before they get voted down. Because you can find that your kinks are catered to more than you think. Two, if you listen to something, is this even a numbered list? It is now. If you listen to something, give feedback. No, let me quantify that. If you listen to something and you like it, give feedback. If you don't like it, then you don't have to do anything. What bike's that? Nah, that's not as nice a bike as the other one. If you listen to Sonic and you hate it, don't downvote. Just move along. Move along. It's as simple as that. But if you listen to Sonic and like it, you cannot vote it. But what I would say holds more weight is a comment or a PM. And it doesn't have to be some... No one can hear me now. It doesn't have to be a gushing paragraph of, oh my God, you're so wonderful, this, that, and the other. You bring the stars down from the sky. You know, unless that's what you want to write. A simple, I liked it, I really liked what you did here, or that was great, or that was delicious, or anything like that. Just tell them what you like. And if you don't want to make a comment, send a PM. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be long. But the more recognition recorders get, the more they will post. And the more likely they are to stick around. What I think a lot of new posters don't get to see is the community. A lot of them don't get to see the niceness. A lot of them don't get to stick around long enough to see that there's more to DWA than just upvotes and listens. This started off about comparison and ended up about commenting. Interesting. There is so much in GWA. So much variety. So much content. So many different voices, different accents. If you're not finding what you like, make a request. You might find that your favourite posters respond to your request. And now I'm crossing a road where Dickhead has passed the line and parked right where I'm meant to be walking. But my point is all over the place. But what I'm trying to say now is, after 17 minutes, no one has listened to this, so hey. Everyone who posts to GWA is supremely important. Everyone has something to share that has value and content and an absolute right to be there. And no one has the right to tell you that you're not worth it, that you shouldn't be posting, that you're unoriginal. I may be quoting here. You don't have enough variety. That you should be doing X kink, that kink. People can make requests, but any poster has a right to turn the request down. No one has an obligation. No one has any obligation to record what you like. And you know what? If you really find that your kink is not catered for, why don't you record something? If people hear you do it, maybe someone else will do it. So, this wandering ramble has covered don't compare yourself to other posters. It will steal the joy you get from posting. Don't be a dick and comment comparing someone else to someone else. If you don't like something, move along. Don't be a dick. If you like something, let the recorder know. However it is you want, an upvote, a comment, a PM. a response post. I'm going to start doing those, actually. Is there anything else I want to ramble about? Okay, yes. GWA is a wonderful place. It is not just a bunch of perverts touching themselves to audios. There is creativity. There is variety. There is openness and acceptance. But it does have a dark side. And you have to bear that in mind. The mods are there to help you. If you have any problems, harassment, questions about tagging, they're there to answer your questions. Basically, GWA is a wonderful place, so long as you have a realistic attitude. Yeah, this got away from me. So, bye.